I just wanted to minister to us before we really get started. I just want us to know that the Father has poured out blessings on us in these last 2 or 3 weeks. Amen. Really in a long time. And I am so grateful that the Father, how He moved the way He moved. I mean, we cry out for the move of the Spirit to happen. And I've seen it so many times when it happens, and then all of a sudden we let it fade. The Father tells us to guard what He gives us. I want us to guard what He gives us. So we were talking to the young people on Wednesday night, and if y'all want to go to Leviticus chapter 26, because before we do the Shema, because when we sing the Shema, I want us to sing the Shema like you ain't never sang it before. I want you to do the Via Hafta like you've never done it before, because in the Scripture, there's 4 things, apostles' doctrine, prayers, fellowship, and breaking bread. The prayers are very important. When we do the Via Hafta, and when we do the prayer for peace of Jerusalem, even the prayer for the peace of the United States and what's happening, all of these things matter. And they're not rote. And we need to pour our hearts into when we pray and when we worship. When they're up here singing and doing what they do, and the banners are up here, we need to all pour out our heart just like they're pouring out their heart. And the Father, because this is one thing, the mandate that He's given us this year is praise, 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 and praise. Amen. So we're going to praise. So here in this scripture, I just want to go through real quick. This is one of the chapters about the blessings and the cursings, but we want to talk about the first 13 verses, which talk about the blessings. Verse 1, it says, "You shall not make idols for yourself or erect images or pillars." If we got anything going on in our lives or anything when we come home that represents that, get rid of it. "You shall not set up figures of stones in your land to bow down to them, for I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall keep my Sabbaths," and that's plural. It's not only this one, it's all of them. "And reverence my sanctuary. I am Yahweh." So here, we're going to keep His Sabbath, and we're going to celebrate His Sabbath, and we're going to party. And we're going to be excited, and we're going to give Him His due. We're going to give Him what He deserves because of the way He has blessed His people. Because, see, this is what He says. What's that first word? All right, Dodia. During, and I didn't do this during Sukkot, but she got me a couple of shirts. And here's one of the shirts that she got me. Because this is the truth. Because it is now up to us to keep the fire burning. And this is what this is about. He's done a dynamic work in our lives. So we need to keep it going. It says, "If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them." So there's a walking, there's an observing, and there's a doing. The doing is sometimes the hardest part for people to be able to walk out, because sometimes there's some things in His Word that you just don't like, or just doesn't fit you or whatever, but it doesn't matter. It's not about me or you. It's about Him, because He knows what He's doing. He's designed us, spirit, soul, and body, and He knows what's best for us. So we need to walk these out, because He says, if you, in verse 3, if you would walk out these things, then He says what? Then I will. If we will, then He will. But if you notice that He put us first, everything hinges on us. If we want this fire to keep burning, it has to be, will we do what we need to do? Will we observe? Will we do? Will we walk? Will we pray? You know, we talked about this at Sukkot. There was so much prayer and intercession there. That is the work. And if we come back and we just fall back into our old ways of doing things, then guess what? The old things that happens to us will just come back. Because He's saying, if you will, then I will. He doesn't say, I'm going to do all of this if you do this. He's first saying, if you do this, then I will. Because that word then shows you that us doing what He tells us to do moves Him. You see what I'm saying? Because then He said, then I will give you your rains in their seasons, spirit, soul, and body. And the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruits. These are blessings that He's promised us. Your threshing shall last the time of the grape harvest, and the grape harvest shall last to the time of the sowing. In other words, you're not going to be empty in your field. It's going to always be seed time and harvest, producing and reaping and producing. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in the land securely. So we're talking about our baskets will always be full, and we will not have the enemy. He keeps the enemy at bay in our lives, spirit, soul, and body. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. In other words, we're going to get rid of the fear of man. Fear of man has got to go in Yeshua's name. We are to have reverent fear of Yahweh, but the fear of man has to go. Yahweh is in control of everything around us. He has to do what he has to do to bring this country, and he has to do what he has to do to bring his world into balance to his Torah. And if people are not going to do, if there's not a, and I'm telling you, the world as a whole ain't doing the if part. The world as a whole is doing the non-if part. They're under curses, but because we live in there, sometimes we get touched or we get affected. But yet, did we not read and study that even during the time where our land is dry, we can be full of green sap, we can have green leaves, and we can be bearing fruit. If you don't understand that, look at Israel. Because it's all about the rains coming in our season. Right now, there's rains coming in our season. We're fixing to start into the eighth month. I don't want to get in Rosh Kodesh today, but this is the time for new beginnings for us. This is the eighth month. This is a time where we're starting over again. But yet, we don't go back to ground zero. We start from where we left off. We're building. We're building. And that's what the Father's wanted, is build on what he has placed and what he's given us. But there's work to be done on our part. And that's what he's wanting us to realize. Verse 6, he says, like I said, I'll give you peace in your land when you lay down and you won't be afraid. And he says, I will remove harmless beasts from your land. I'll keep the copperheads to the side. Amen to that one. And the sword shall not go through your land. Now, you have to understand this. This is not only physical, but this is spiritual in our lives. Because he does say always, first the natural, then the spiritual. We're in the spiritual. We're doing the things. Yeshua has already come. We're living. He's given us his Holy Spirit. But we have to understand that he is here to defeat every foe and every enemy in our life, if we will allow him. That's right, the two-legged beast. That's right. And it says, you shall chase your enemies. Ain't this great? Not that you're always on the defense or you're on the run. You shall chase your enemies. When they show and pop up their heads, he gives us dominion over our enemies. And they shall fall before you by the sword. And listen at this odds right here. I love these odds. 5 of you shall chase 100. That's pretty good. You say some of us is, you know, me and Mark Morgan and Arnold and, you know, maybe Keith and Walter Roy, man, can you imagine 100 people running from us? That's what I'm screaming. That's right. It'd be a miracle. That's why we need them to run from us, because we can't run no more. But anyway, he says, 5 shall chase 100. 100 shall chase what? 10,000. Can you imagine the blessing that he's telling? Your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. Guys, if we will do what he tells us to do, these are the promises and the blessings. We just need to internalize and understand where we're at. He says, I will turn to you and make you fruitful and multiply you and will confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat, listen at this, you shall eat old store long kept. Now that's the ESV and that's a tongue twister to me. But what he's saying is when you store up and you put your grain, Your vats are not going to run empty during your year. And it says you shall clear out the old to make way for the new. You're going to have such a bounty that you're not going to be able to consume all your bounty. You're going to have to clean out your old storage to put the new in there. Guys, that's awesome. But these are promises that he's given us. I just know that what he did at Sukkot, I'm just telling you this. I have been around to where there's been a move, like at a Sukkot time where we're up there 10, 11 days, to where there's a couple of days where the Spirit really moves. But every day, something powerful is happening all day long. And you have the kids, they're praying till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. you know, being filled with the Holy Spirit, all of these things happening. There's a move that's happening. And here's the thing, we just need to grab it. Don't worry about yesterday. There used to be a movie that, I don't even remember what it was, but it had a rearview mirror. It was probably a racing movie because he took the rearview mirror and he jerked and he threw it. And he said, what's behind me doesn't matter. Amen, because we're moving forward. We're not going to let the enemy distract us from what happened yesterday. He's telling us that we need to move. Let's look forward. Don't worry about behind us. He is our rear guard. Whatever's behind us, let him take care of it. Let's not focus back there. Let's focus straight ahead. That's why I'm so passionate about what he has done and what he's doing. And we just need to hold on to it. I'm not saying some people might not battle through these things, but we have to know that these are promises. If we will do the right and make right choices, he will battle with us. He won't leave us or forsake us in this. And then verse 11, he says, I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you, and I will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people. Then he says this, for I am Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves. I have broken the bars of your yoke and made you walk erect. Amen. So hallelujah. This Sukkot, there is no doubt he has broken every chain. And the thing about it is, he has broken it. We're walking erect. We're going to walk erect, spirit, soul, and body. And we're going to be able to move, and we're going to let him fight our battles. And I'm telling you, every time when we're doing a Shema, I want us to do the Shema like we never done it before. If we're going to out-sing whoever's on the tape. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pour our heart out. And when they're up there worshiping and praising, we're going to pour our heart out in that worship and praise. Because I know that during this week, you get settled back in at work. All of these things happen. Look, guys, the Father knows we have to work. And he knows the struggles sometimes that we have at work and we have during. But the thing about it is we can rise above that. He can help us rise above these things. And that we can be more than conquerors, you know, through him. Because he's conquered everything for us. But it's up to us. And that's why I really appreciated Dodia so much, this shirt. Because this is a reminder. If we will do what he asks us to do, then he will do what he tells us he's going to do. But this right here is so important, this word if. It's a little word, and I'm glad she blew it up really big. Amen. Because this is really what he's asking us, and he's trying to imprint this on us. This is the challenge to our young people that we had is, will you do or will you fall back into the same old ruts that you had before you left? Because if you do, you're going to fall back into the same old patterns. Let's don't do that. Let's move forward in Yeshua's name. Amen.